There's so many bands out there that just crave to get that one huge hit like you guys had. Do you remember the creative process behind that, behind Everyone Have Fun Tonight? How did that song all come about?
Well, I think without wanting to get too complicated about it, you know, we had a big hit with Dance All Days, first Geffen album. And then we did To Live and Die in LA, the movie soundtrack. And although that was a artistic success, and I think that's by general consent, at the time, Geffen looked at it as a flop because it you know, it didn't sell a load of copies, it didn't have a number one single on it and all of that stuff, you know. So we were sort of under the gun, really, you know, that we had to come up with a top 10 record on this new album. So Everybody Have Fun Tonight was a song that Nick had written a sort of chorus to. We used to sort of get together every sort of month or so, and I play in my ideas, he play in me his, and I particularly love that thing, you know, much to his surprise, because usually I sort of like all his artier stuff. Had that chorus, you know, but I sort of heard it as ironic, you know, and wrote this song which was reasonably slow actually, and a bit like Hey Jude by the Beatles, you know, with a long fade out, you know. And but when we started working with Peter Wolf, who was the producer on of that track, you know, he was like, "Man, this has got to be a party record to end all party records." You know what I mean? And I'd sung this line, "Everybody have fun tonight, everybody wank chump tonight," and he was like, "That's got to be in the chorus." You know? "No, that's just an ad lib thing." And he was like, "No, that's the chorus." So you know, he definitely what should we say? I was going to say forced us through it. He wasn't forcing us, but he was really encouraging us, you know, to think like, you know, just be open, just be, think of it as an up party record. Don't try and be ironic. It doesn't work. So that's what we did. So when you talk about, you know, the inspiration for it, you know, I guess the inspiration was in, you know, the Beatles and all that stuff that still inspires me, you know. But the way we were working on it was, we were quite clear that, you know, we needed to have a hit record, and so it was designed to do that. So that makes sense.